Woohoo! I think we are muted and I think we are recording. So awesome. I'm here this morning. So good morning, everybody. This is Becky Cash calling in from the great state of Indiana. So where we are having really crazy, bizarre weather, but I'll take it. So snowing and icy one day, and I'm hearing it might be approaching the 50s out there right now, which is pretty warm for us in February, but it's a nice reprieve to see that sun come out, and I hope that some of you guys are getting that in wherever your neck of the woods is also. So Jennifer had intended to be on the call this morning. However, she is either in flight or I think maybe just got back from California after her notorious delayed flight. So if you guys follow her on Facebook, you know that she is famous for flight delays. So I don't know. I don't know what's in the water, but God must just want to sit her down so she can get more work done for all of us, right? So I have a topic today. I'm excited about our topic, and I did send a message out to some people on my team that I might pull some people in to give input on the topic, since, quite honestly, it got planned kind of late in the game. And I know you guys all just have some awesome things to share. The other thing that I have really come to realize on my team, and this goes in seasons, is that there are times when you need information, I'll use the word spewed, but spewed at you. You know, you guys know, depending on what phase you are in your business, if you're brand new, you need information. You know, you need details. You really don't know where to begin with. You need somebody to kind of lay it all out for you. Or, you know, even if you're an executive coordinator and you're trying to get to a key coordinator or wherever you are, there's other times where you really have to verbalize the action steps for yourself. And I feel like for my team is in that phase right now. We have a team call every week, and I missed our team call this week. And I was so excited to hear that the team just went with it without me, and it was probably better because I wasn't on. And I mean that genuinely, because sometimes as leaders, and my husband and I are master coordinators, sometimes we have to know when our team has to process it out together. And so I'm hoping that today's call might be able to let some people who are in a growth phase to just share. And we'll see. We'll see what happens with this call, right? So the people listening to the recording will either love it or they'll think, what on earth did you guys do today? So the topic today, it is leadership, but more than leadership, it's goals. So there's some really, really exciting things happening in the company right now with the way they have set up the trips that we can earn. And for those of you who might be a little bit newer, maybe you signed up to join this business yesterday and you don't have this information yet, Shackley does phenomenal trips, just really awesome trips. And the trip qualifications started January 1st, and they go all the way through January 31st, right? It's not rocket science. It makes sense. But you know what? We used to go kind of on a fiscal year, so this is nice to kind of just get to go from beginning to end of the year. So we really, in February, everybody on this call can achieve whatever rank in the company they want to achieve. They can earn whatever trips they want to earn. We have lots of people on my team with teenagers who are really like, we need a car. We got to earn a car. So, you know, you're really set in a position being February. And as I said at the beginning of the call, you know, we're watching people drop left and right from the flu. I mean, people are out there. They need what we have to offer. You're really in that position. So I hope that, and like I said, if somebody's on the call who joined yesterday, I'm giving you a little bit of a reprieve here to just kind of listen if you don't know exactly where you want to go yet. But if you joined more than a day ago, you should already know. I'm just teasing a little bit. But I know that I have people on this call right now who are going for key coordinator this year. And so I know that there are people on the call who are going for coordinator. You know, they want to at least hit coordinator. I always say don't go for coordinator, go for senior coordinator, because the qualifications are incredibly similar with both a income boost by going for senior coordinator, because it's just a little bit more volume, as well as additional points for the trips and such. So I want to just stop for a second. I want everybody to just take a minute, wrap your head around, what is your goal? What is the rank that you are going for this year? And this year to you can be you want to be there by July, so you're on stage with that for a convention. Well, actually June, July, you have to hold your rank. So depending on what the rank is. So whatever that is to you, whether you're trying to get on stage in August at convention at that rank or whether you're just trying to make sure you meet the qualifications by the end of the year so you can be at least a key coordinator and go to China, which is the big trip, and have dinner on the Great Wall of China. I have no idea what the Great Wall of China looks like, but I'm just envisioning sitting on top of a wall eating dinner. I mean, I'm sure that's not really what it looks like, but in my head, I'm on a wall eating dinner, and how cool is that? So I'll stop for a second and let you guys think about that. Okay, hopefully everybody has that in their mind, okay? So I'm just going to do something here for a minute, and I just want to go through the ranks for the purpose of the exercise that we're about to do. And I want to just tell you what the average earnings are by rank, okay? And this is going to be really important for what we're going to do, all right? So the average earning for director, and I think the brochure I'm looking at might be from 2015. So average earnings for 2015 for director was $10,357. These are just averages. The directors on my team make much more than this because their volumes are higher than 2,000. Senior director is 13,000, and I'm going to round now. Coordinator is 21,000. Senior coordinator is 33,000. These are the averages. So executive coordinator is 48,000. Senior executive coordinator is 65,000. I'm sorry, I'm getting a beep in on my other line, so hopefully you guys can't hear that. Key coordinator is 89,000. 89,000. Even 65,000, 48,000. Holy cow, guys. For some of you guys, you're like, I've never made that much in my life. Senior key coordinator, 115,000. Are you trying to replace the corporate income? Master coordinator, the average is 204,000. There are lots of master coordinators who make more than that. Senior master coordinator is 262,000, and presidential master coordinator, the highest rank in the company, the average is 626,000. And I just want to tell you that the top end of the senior of the presidential master coordinators are earning over $1 million a year. So, okay. So based on that, I hope you guys put income-wise, rank-wise, you might be going for a specific rank based on trying to earn trips and where you want to be in the company, you might be going for an average income. Okay, so now what I want you guys to do is I want you guys to ask yourself, and this is a very personal question, okay, are you working like a coordinator? If you're a director, are you working like a coordinator if that is your goal? If your goal is executive coordinator, the average executive coordinator is $48,000 a year. The top level was $72,000. Are you working like you would be working in the workplace to earn $48,000 a year or $72,000 a year? When you get up in the morning, do you work like that? Key coordinator, 89,000 is the mid-range, 131,000 is the top range. You need four first levels, 50,000 total group volume, including you and your entire team. Your entire team. You have a big team if you're a key coordinator, and that is so awesome. So you are not doing this alone. But are you working like that? And if there's somebody on the call going for master coordinator, I hope there is somebody, are you working like a master? When I was running for master, I think we started having these conversations when I was a key coordinator. And Jennifer would say to me, when you work like a master, you'll become a master. So I want to say, when you're working like a coordinator, you'll become a coordinator. When you're working like an executive coordinator, you'll become an exec. Okay. So with that note, hopefully you guys all kind of either are having an aha moment or you're like, yes, I am totally working like that. You know, or wherever you are, I'm going to unmute for a minute, but then I would like everybody to mute your own phones and just unmute to speak. So I'm going to specifically call on some people, but then please, if you want to share, and we have time for as many people to share as possible, I'm going to let you guys do that also. So I am unmuting. And then if you guys can hit the mute, or I think it's star 6 on your phone to mute yourself, just so we don't get, you know, dogs in the background and cute little babies and such. They're cute, but they're distracting. So I have 6 of them. So for anybody who doesn't know, I have 6 kids. So I love them, and they're distracting. Okay, so I would like to, Marianne, I'm assuming since you knew I was going to do this, and you're on the call, that you're willing to speak. Marianne, are you willing to speak for a moment?
Yes.
Okay. Marianne, would you share what your goal is for this year?
My goal is key.
Key coordinator. And when would you say that you are working like a key coordinator? Or you can answer it that way, or if you even just want to share what you're doing, you know, what your day looks like, whatever that means to you, what are you doing to be a key coordinator?
Yes, I am trying to work like a key coordinator. I'm trying to be honest. So, but my goal for this year is to develop 4 directors to become coordinators so that they can earn the first trip, the Los Cabos trip with us, and that will, you know, with their, I want them to just not stay as director. I want them to achieve that first trip incentive, which is coordinator. So that's what I'm working for. I'm looking for, I'm increasing my personal volume and helping them get to that level so that they can earn the trips. And I'm looking for more people to join our team to maintain that key coordinator by the end of the year so that we can earn that.
Marianne, I love that. I love what you just said. You didn't just say, I'm looking for 4 first levels and I'm looking for 4 directors, because it was beyond that. It's, okay, well, I need 4 directors, but I want them to go to coordinator. I want them to be able to earn that trip. You've been on Shackley trips, right? You've been on a couple to Hawaii and Mexico.
Yes.
Yeah, they're amazing. And you don't want to go without your team.
Yes, absolutely amazing. And so that is one thing I wanted to share with them too. I mean, being on that trip with us, with other people, with the team, with the organization, with other Shackley people, that is very, very exciting. And so that's what I wanted them to feel also.
That's awesome. So it's your goal, but you made it about the other people, and that's a leader, and I really love that. So, and Marianne, I'm blessed to have Marianne and her husband Brett on my team, but I would be saying that to any of you who just said that. So thank you, Marianne. If you want to go ahead and mute yourself again, I have more questions, but I want to talk to more people. So Olga, I know Olga's on the call. Are you able to unmute and talk to us for a minute?
Hi, everybody. Yeah,
hi, Olga. Thank you for joining us. Well, it's close to afternoon in Indiana, so God bless those of you who get up early and get on this call. We don't in Indiana. So, Olga, what is your goal for the year?
I have 2 goals for the year. I have the goal of senior executive coordinator by June and key coordinator by September.
Okay, senior exec by June. I'm writing notes. And key by September. Okay, so, and can you explain why key coordinator by September?
I would love to go to China, and that is my biggest incentive for the year, to go to China.
And you need to hold it for 4 months. So that will be September, October, November, and December, right?
Yes.
Yes. So hopefully you guys are listening. These ladies have plans. I'll give myself an ounce of credit, but I also know that, you know what, they go upline, and I have really encouraged our team to also talk to Jennifer. And I think that's really important. So you all have an upline leader, and they're phenomenal. And if it's Jennifer, that is phenomenal. You already have, you know, the creme de la creme, you know, Tony and Debbie Underwood. You already have that. I am okay with my team going up further in the lineage. I mean, I don't want them going all over Shackley and jumping on the mom's group. And it's a great group. It's a phenomenal group. But please understand that those teams build differently. And so if you, you know, if you're in the Glacken organization, you are in the top. So, but within that chain, my people who are really going for high goals, I want them talking to me regularly, and I want them picking Jennifer's brain also. You know, none of us really get Jennifer daily or anything like that. If you do, don't tell me because I'll be jealous. But you know what I'm saying. So Olga, I know that you very clearly understand the time frame that things have to happen in order to do that. So in January, if you don't mind, you know, me kind of asking some probing questions, you really, really set out to talk to a lot of people about the business. And so maybe I should just kind of make it more of a general question. So what are you doing in order to achieve the goal? Because I know for you, you run really strong, really high volume. I mean, you can run 10 to 12,000. I think you've gone above 12,000 personal volume. And you want to make sure you're getting your own volume while also helping other people. So what is your game plan to be working like a key?
My game plan is every day to talk with at least 3 people and invite them. Like, I really switch my thinking from just the volume. I've been all the time working on my volume. And I understood that I cannot build things on my own, and I have to focus on duplication. That is why I decided just every day to stand in front of new people. And by doing that, I just decided to join a lot of other groups or what my hobbies are, what my interests are. So this way I meet new people where I can get in front of them, invite them, and present our opportunity. And both of them, I do all the time. Presenting the products and the opportunities so people can choose what they want to start with Shackley. So I really concentrated my attention for January on doing that. My husband said, oh, you've been stretching yourself so thin. But I really, this year I decided to make it different. That is why I just want to get in front of as many people as possible. Have been renewing my list over and over again every week. And that's my game plan, to get in front of more and more people. This way I can add to my team new members, new people in business that are excited about building. And
right. Do you feel like you are working like a key coordinator, or you're at least working up to that level? To getting there?
I feel that I can add more and more to be working as a key. I really think I'm working as an executive coordinator, because that's my first goal, senior executive coordinator, and I feel I'm working like that right now by calling everybody to have events for me. I'm asking them, what would it take for you to have an event for me? And people openly,
I love that,
openly say that I will have an event for me. Let's get together. I'll teach you exactly what's the invitation process. I would like you to work very closely with me. And it's amazing, because people that I felt intimidated by for a long time, they said, yes, I would have an event for me. And really try to take that emotional thing and notch down when people say no to me. It's okay. Maybe next time.
Oh, I love that. I love that. And then also, Olga, you know, Olga, Olga went to the GoPro conference in, I believe it was in November, and actually both Marianne and Olga myself and some others are going to the Women's GoPro March 2nd through the 4th. If you guys are hearing this for the first time and you're interested in the Women's GoPro in Las Vegas, I do know that Roland Osterhaus still has tickets left. Contact me, or if you know how to contact him directly, for more information. But there was kind of a whole mind shift. And, Olga, you run a full-time cleaning business, and you made some major decisions. Just really briefly, do you want to share what decision you made in order to take your business to the next level?
Yes. I decided to give myself 7 months to quit fully my cleaning business that has been draining me out of energy and giving me the negative state of mind of all the time thinking, oh, I cannot find people. And I just saw at the GoPro event, really switched my mindset, thinking about, wow, all these people are $1 million earners, and there is not one or two, there are a lot of them, so I can be right there. And with Shackley, we have this great opportunity. And for me, it's at this point, it's time to quit what drains you, and it's time to embrace what really raise us up, because I just feel that we, Shackley, we all the time are surrounded by the positive community. And we basically build a Shackley family. Everybody can help you. It's just a matter of you asking them to do so.
Wow. I love what you just said. It's time to quit what drains you. And you didn't use this wording, but pour into what feeds you. So thank you, Olga. If you can mute yourself, thank you so much for sharing. And we have some really great people on the call. I really don't want to call on anyone particularly, but I know that some of you guys on the call just have some goals for the year. And please understand, if you're a director and your goal is coordinator, it does not have to be key coordinator. But if you're willing to share, if you want to unmute and just tell me who it is, I would love to have you share what your goal is, if you feel like you're working at that level. Because what we're talking about, for those who may have come on later, is that if you're a director and your goal is coordinator, or you are a director and your goal is executive coordinator, or, you know, I don't want to limit anybody in the growth that you can make, or key coordinator, whatever your goal is and wherever you are, you know, Jennifer always said to me, when you work like a master, you'll become a master. So the question out there is, are you working like your goal? So do we have anybody else who would like to share? I can see who's on the call, but I don't want to put anyone on the spot. I will if I have to. The whole call is unmuted, so you would just need to unmute yourself personally to speak. So I don't know if Sharon or Denise or Missy, or I don't have everybody's name who's on the call, but do we have anybody else on the call who, Lydia, who's willing to share, who has a big goal for this year, a big audacious goal?
Becky?
Yes. Thank you.
I know I'm not on your team, but we're cousins.
Yes. Well, nobody I just mentioned is on my team. So those first two ladies, I put them on the spot because they're on my team. So go ahead.
Well, I just, first of all, I want to share that I think what you've created today is a vision for everyone that is very digestible. And I think the thing that I just want to interject on top of, you know, who we are being around the goals that we are setting, is that one of the big transitions for me this past couple of months is really having the belief that it can happen. And I just want to share that I think it's easy to say that, oh, I believe I can get there, but there is a shift that happens when we're doing enough of the right things, where that belief actually becomes a part of you and you can actually see it. And that's something that has happened for me. And I think part of who we're being around our goals is really getting in touch with as we're letting go of other things that maybe are not a priority in building our businesses, when that focus comes into place, my experience is the belief has become concretized in my world. And I just want to share that I can't even thank you enough for how you set up this call. I think it was the timing was impeccable. And from what I can hear from everybody in the team, it seems that the vision is really being laid out, not only through leaders like yourself and Jennifer, but through the corporation, that melding of the corporate family and the Shackley, you know, the team, the field. And I really want to thank you for that.
Wow. Thank you, Lauren. Wow. I feel like my day is done now. Anyway, well, I appreciate that, and I'm glad to hear that. I actually did a call yesterday with somebody not in our organization at all, actually a naturopathic client of mine, but she's a Shackley person, and she was saying that, you know, she has a big goal for this year also, and she said when the alarm goes off in the morning, and she's like, I could just sleep 10 more minutes. She says, no. An executive coordinator wouldn't sleep 10 more minutes, or a key coordinator would not sleep 10 more minutes. Get out of bed. And I love that. It's like, wow, that's speaking to me, because I like to stay in bed, personally speaking, and when I'm a presidential, I will. But thank you, Lorraine. Is there anybody else who would like to share anything at all? I think we have about 2 minutes left. Okay. Well, excellent. From the sounds of it, I think and I hope this was a great call. If you're on this call and you're like, gosh, I really haven't wrapped my brain around it yet. You know, it's almost the middle of February, and it's not the middle of February. Actually, I'm going to give you guys a little bit of grace on that. It's only February 11th, so you still have two-thirds of the month left. I just encourage you to go beyond yourself. You know, for some people, this is a belief in yourself and belief. I think Lorraine just sums that up perfectly. When you do enough of the right activities, you will become what you say. You are not lying to yourself by saying, I am a master coordinator. I am an executive coordinator. I am whatever. I am a director. You know, I mean, we have people on the call who are not directors yet, and that's fine. You know, you're not lying to yourself by claiming it, because that will propel you to do the right activities and to really embrace that. So get down on something concrete, big letters, a piece of paper, a poster, you know, whatever your vision is. Get it down what that is, and then ask yourself, am I working like XYZ? And if I'm not, I mean, I'm not working like a presidential yet, but if I want to be a presidential, I better get with the program, right? You know, if you're not yet, ask yourself, what are the activities I need to do? And if you don't know what the activities are that you need to do to get to that level, that is okay. Go ask somebody. Go ask, you know, your upline, Jennifer, Tony and Debbie, Lorraine if she's your leader, Denise Gaskell if she's your leader. Go ask somebody who's already achieved whatever that goal is, what are the activities that I have to do to get here? You know, you have the right. You have the right to do that, and it's okay to not have all the answers. So I am going to let you guys go. I hope you have a phenomenal Saturday wherever you are, and thank you so much for getting on the Glacken call. And thank you to our participants today. And I think Chris is going to stop the recording for me. No, he's not, because he's checking his email.